Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. Today's episode of How to Be Stoic is all about living in accordance with nature, a concept that sounds kinda zen, right? But trust me, it's way more practical than you think. It's not just about hugging trees and wearing hemp clothing, although that's cool too. It's about understanding the rhythms of life, the cycles of growth and decay, and how we can best align ourselves with these natural forces. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against the current? Like you're trying to force things to happen instead of letting them unfold naturally? Well, that's often a sign we've strayed a bit from living in harmony with nature. Now, before you start picturing me meditating under a waterfall, let's break down some key takeaways. First off, acceptance. It's the cornerstone of this whole philosophy. Nature doesn't fight against things, it accepts them. Think about a tree. It bends in the wind. It sheds its leaves when the seasons change. It doesn't resist, it adapts. We can learn so much from that. When life throws us curveballs, and trust me, it's going to throw some serious curveballs, embracing them instead of fighting them can actually make things easier. Second, focus on what we can control. Nature doesn't waste energy worrying about things outside its sphere of influence. It focuses on what it can do, like growing strong roots, absorbing sunlight, and producing beautiful blossoms. We can do the same. Dwelling on anxieties and uncertainties is draining. Instead, channel that energy into actions that truly matter, cultivating our relationships, pursuing our passions, taking care of our well-being. Next up, live in the present moment. Remember how a bird simply enjoys the flight, or flower basks in the sunlight. They don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. They're fully immersed in the here and now. We can learn from them too. Instead of constantly replaying regrets or stressing about what might happen, let's appreciate the beauty and richness of this very moment. Fourth, find meaning and purpose. Nature isn't just about survival, it's about thriving, evolving, and contributing to the larger ecosystem. Think about a bee pollinating flowers as fulfilling its role in a beautiful, intricate dance. We too have our own unique gifts and talents. Finding ways to use them to make a positive impact can bring immense fulfillment. And lastly, be humble. Remember, we are part of nature, not separate from it. We rely on its resources, and we need to treat it with respect. Recognizing our interconnectedness can foster a sense of gratitude and responsibility. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a forest. You feel the sun warming your skin, hear the rustling leaves, smell the fresh earth. It's peaceful, grounding, isn't it? Suddenly, you trip on a tree root and fall face first into a patch of dirt. Ever been there? Maybe not literally, but metaphorically, we all stumble sometimes. The key is how we react. Do we curse the universe, get frustrated with ourselves, and wallow in the mess? Or do we laugh it off, brush ourselves off literally, and appreciate the absurdity of it all? Living in accordance with nature often means accepting those bumps in the road, learning from them, and moving forward with grace. Remember, just like that tree bending in the wind, flexibility and resilience are key. So, remember these key takeaways. Acceptance, focus on what you can control, live in the present moment, find meaning and purpose, and be humble. Apply these principles to your daily life, one step at a time. Want to make this happen? Start by noticing the simple things, the way sunlight filters through leaves, the sound of raindrops on your window, the warmth of your morning coffee. Find moments to connect with nature, even if it's just taking a walk in your neighborhood park. Keep sharing these insights with your friends and family. Together, let's cultivate a world where we live in harmony with ourselves and the natural world around us. Catch you on the next episode of How to Be Stoic. Stay strong, stay wise, and remember life is an adventure.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.